wonder what's going to take place here and what's going to change for us here.
But it's really, it's downplaying it when you say, you know, politically correct, because that area has been known as a Hamas stronghold in America, with the Mosque Foundation, the Bridgeview Mosque, and all of the Muslim Brotherhood and Hamas agents that have passed through there that control the mosque as we speak.
Absolutely. It's right up there with Osceola, Florida, you know, and the connections and the extent of these ties, it's scary. You know, it's very scary. So when you see them hobnobbing with the local politicians, you have to wonder, you know, what's the agenda here? You know, there seems to be a strong agenda. And so I thought, okay, if mainstream media is not going to take it, we're going to have to hit this at the grassroots level and try to educate the people as to what, you know, is really going on so that we can maybe, you know, catch it before it explodes.
So, what do most people, I mean, Chicago's a pretty liberal town, what do most people think, you know, when tell you when you try to discuss these types of issues with them over there?
You know what, it's almost like they're parroting the press, but it's a peaceful religion. Why would you, you know, tell me this and that? Have you ever read the Quran? No, I have not. Have you ever read the Hadith? No, I have not. Do you know anything about the life of Muhammad? No, I do not. But it's a peaceful religion.
Because that's what the media is telling them.
Because that's what they hear. You know, and it's scary that our president has even, you know, said some things, even though I voted for George Bush and like a lot of things he did. It scares me that he's got a lot of support behind the Palestinians right now. You know, and even if you read in the Quran, it says that land was given to the Jews by God.
Right,
you know?
That's guessing with Rabbi Stefano DeMauro, the chief rabbi of Sicily, was discussing, you know, the land, the situation, and I said, you know, even common sense would tell you that at this given moment, you know, whether you're doing it for peace or not, they're surrounded by enemies. They're not going to achieve any peace by giving back what their enemies consider to be parcels of land, just to further eradicating the area of the Jews.
Sure, because you give them an inch, they're going to take a mile, and that's what history has shown. You know, not just my opinion, you know, there's documented facts all over the world that it's like, okay, we move in a little bit, we're peaceful people, and now we've become a sizable part of the population. You know, over in the Philippines, they used to live over there. And Abu Sayyaf, you know, all of a sudden we're sizable down here. We're just not taking any guff or any direction of the government. Well, if it's not Islamic, we're not going to listen to you. And we want our own country right here. And we've seen this time and time again in Africa, in the Middle East. It's pretty obvious if you start looking into it and studying it. And that's what I'm trying to encourage people to do, is to prick them a little bit and say, look into this.
Unfortunately, and I said to the rabbi, unfortunately, you know, people have to actually be killed before they begin to realize, you know, what's happening. And by that time, they're already dead, and they won't even know. But you know, it really has gotten to that point. You know, 9/11 should have been something that hit everybody over the head and said, hey, look what we're fighting.
In New Jersey, you know, it's getting to be where you can't even, if you could see some of the hate mail I've gotten from around the world. You know, just because I've questioned Islam in some of my articles, not slamming it, but just saying, hey, I have questions here. You know, just the threats that come from just questioning Islam, it's scary. And when we see New Jersey, you know, a couple of weeks ago, you know, what's next? Is it going to be Chicago?
And now you see, you know, talking about your article about Jerry Falwell and CARE, you see that CARE is starting to speak out against the Christian community. Whereas before they were very anti-Israel, vehemently, now they're starting to turn against evangelicals as well, including Pat Robertson.
The funniest thing about that whole interview was the fact that after O'Reilly got a wad to say, okay, what Falwell did really wasn't anything to cry about, but he said, but knowing his background, You know, basically that's what he's judging Falwell's intent on. And that was the article saying, well, you know, if we have to use background to judge intent, Mr. Kerr, you know, let's go to your roots. Let's go to the things you people have said. Let's look at how many of your people are sitting in prison for ties to terror. Let's look at the money that was supposed to go to feed the hungry and clothe the needy and see where it's gone. You know, if I think we should go by background. You know, if we're going to be doing this, because you're going to bear the heaviest burden of it.